time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brianna Welch. She is with Price City, and we've got Memorial Day right around the corner, and there's some different things that are going to take place this Memorial Day at the cemeteries, and we wanted to let everybody know about those changes. Brianna, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Anytime. Thank you for giving us a call.
Anytime. Now, you were saying, we were just talking off the air, that things are going to run a little differently this year at the cemeteries, correct?
They are, David. This COVID-19 has really thrown a wrench in our cogs as far as what we do for Memorial Day and the services that we provide the people that visit. Normally, what we do is we offer shuttle rides to people that have many graves that they want to decorate, but yet they can't carry a lot of flowers. Normally, they'd hop in our little vehicle with their flowers in the back. We'd take them to the grave, let them decorate, and take them wherever they needed to go. With COVID-19, now we cannot do that, and that kind of makes us sad. Also, we will have my staff driving around in the cemetery, picking up the garbage, helping people out, respecting the social distancing is what we're trying to do here.
Okay, so what you're saying is the rides won't be there this year because you're not going to have time with so many people coming up there. You're not going to have time to do it efficiently and to sanitize these carts and everything after people get out. So you were saying the best thing to do is start early, right?
Correct. We're encouraging people to come in even Monday. Start decorating. Start getting your things out to avoid the big crowds and everything like that.
And so that you're talking this Monday the 18th?
Correct.
And they will, you guys will leave those decorations on those graves until how long? When do they have to have them off by?
Until June 2nd.
Okay, and then you'll go through and clear up and get rid of anything just so you can mostly just do maintenance there at the cemetery, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so once again, as we said, this is the world we live in right now. No rides to get you to and from graves. So the easiest thing to do is just start now and start early.
That's right.
So as far as Monday morning, as soon as Monday morning, you can start putting them on there and putting your flowers on the graves. And I'm assuming this goes for both cemeteries, correct?
It does. Now, the Cliffview Cemetery, we won't shut those gates for the simple reason that the roads are wider. And it's not as big as a Price Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. So the Price City Cemetery, the gates will be closed. When are you going to close the gates on it?
On Friday afternoon, we are going to start closing the gates on the west side of the cemetery along Veterans Lane. And then Saturday morning early, the north and the south gates will be closed.
Okay.
So that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And that's why kind of why you're telling people, you know, get out there and as soon as May 18th, you can start putting these on the graves.
Yes.
Getting them an opportunity to be able to drive through the cemetery still. Once again, you said Cliffview Cemetery will remain open the whole time because the lanes are wider and people can get through there.
Correct.
Okay. And then also, everything can start putting down as far, you know, as soon as you would like them to, and then they need to have it off by the 2nd of June is what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we're just going to have to get through this together. Once again, there won't be a shuttle service at the cemeteries this year because of the COVID-19 situation and the sanitization of the carts. So the sooner you can get out there and get your graves decorated, the better off you're going to be.
That is correct.
All right. Hey, Brianna, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with Brianna Welch with Price City as far as what the guidelines have been set forth for Memorial Day that's coming up right around the corner. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.